بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Welcome back my dear brothers and sisters into the series of Sunnah at the time of Corona. And the title has been Sunnah at the time of Corona because that's what's relevant to us now, so that we can see that the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to be practiced at a time like this, when people might feel that we are confined in our own homes, and so maybe people would not see the application of the Sunnah. But as you've seen in all these episodes that we've talked about, that the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has its application at all times. And so that's really what the message of this episode is. As I conclude this series, inshallah azza wa jal, I would like to leave you with a couple of thoughts. One of them is that while we have seen the application of the Sunnah at these times, and I just went through what is going to be adequate for the days of Ramadan, from the beginning of Ramadan until now, until the very end here. But there is actually so much more that could be said. In fact, the message that I would like to leave you is that Sunnah is a way of life. It's not limited to a certain time. It's not confined to a certain place, but it's a way of life. The second point is this Sunnah that we've been applying, alhamdulillah, and inshallah azza wa jal, we all have been practicing this and sharing it with others, is that this Sunnah happens to be better for us, not just from an akhirah point of view, not just because we want to implement, you know, the footsteps, we want to be in the footsteps of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah azza wa jal make us among the ones that stay with him inshallah in the akhirah. But not just from that point of view, but it's also good for this dunya. You've seen all along the different benefits of whether you are at home, whether you are, you know, helping people that are nearest to you, cleaning yourself, visiting others, going to the masjid, praying, going to sleep, using the restroom, it's a way of life. And so let's not just try to think, okay, I want to do just these 30 at these times, and then stop this when we go beyond the days of Corona, inshallah, soon this will be ending. But what we're aiming for is that we embrace this as a way of life that we practice, inshallah, azza wa jal, that it becomes a habit. We think and we try to implement everything that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wants us to do. And if he was with us, that we would try to implement him. But alhamdulillah, through authentic means, and all the references used have been authentic, as I've been sharing with you, through these authentic means, we know what was done before, and we know how beneficial it is. 1400 years later, we see the application of it. So for those that have doubts about the Sunnah, for those that just say, it's a Sunnah, it's not a big deal, it's not required, no, we take it because it was done by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's a way of life. We embrace it, we do it, we inshallah share it with others, inshallah azza wa jal. If you like the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, make it your way of life. And if you really like it, make others inshallah azza wa jal understand it and live it the way you do, hence share it with others. Wassalli allahumma ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad. Wassalamu alaikum.